What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 16 of Late with Nate. Now, I know it's been a little minute, it's been like a whole 5 days, and I apologize. I try to do episodes more frequently, not only for you guys, but for myself. It keeps me focused to do it as much as possible, to keep my brain as creative and as open, you know. It's all about going in a positive direction. And I had a small setback where I wasn't feeling like doing a video, and then it gave me the idea to talk about my next topic, and that is how I battle or deal with my depression. I feel like it's something that we all go through either at some period of our life, or we have depression and we deal with it through our lives. But I knew it was coming in the sense because I kind of have waves. It kind of goes with my sign almost. Comes in like waves, you know. It's chill for a second and then woo. And the good thing about that is it's like a double-edged sword. But the good thing about that is that can also be for good things and bad things. Like, it can be really good and then be chill and boring, which I'm fine with. I don't need everything always lit up and crazy and, you know, all over the place all the time. But my extroverted side does, like, you know, in being energetic and being loud and proud and, you know, extra. You know, that's where my passion comes from. But, you know, at the same time, I am definitely introverted and I like, you know, to do things alone. But what I've been trying to do with this entire podcast was not only communicate with you guys, but to also stay focused on my journey as far as what I love to do. Like, I am manifesting that I get back into my music. Right now is just not the time. I really want to focus on one project at a time with me, because I'm the type of person, I think I've said this before, but if you know when we were kids, when we used to watch Jimmy Neutron, and you remember that evil scientist that was always trying to sabotage or, you know, create some doomsday with Jimmy Neutron, but his inventions were always half finished, so they always failed in the end. He always got all the way up to the finish line and then failed, and Jimmy Neutron always won in the end. I don't remember his name, but that's how I am when it comes to my creative abilities. Like, I've got a million little projects, but not enough flame behind them to get them going. So what I've realized is during the pandemic, and, you know, based off what I do and how I am, the best thing for right now is my podcast, because I can do this as much as possible. I can connect with people and I don't have to, like, be showing my ass yet. You know what I mean? Not physically, but mentally, where you just, you know, be all over the place. But don't get me wrong, my extroverted side is ready for that. I just know it's not time right now. Like, for example, when I finally get a new home and I have my own space and, you know, I start to feel happier and more creative, I will post more videos and make more TikToks and stuff like that. It's just, even get into my music, I'm just not in the right space right now. Mentally, I've got all the paperwork ready. But physically, I still gotta put in some more work, which is fine. Which is really just patience. Because I've actually been doing the work. I've been putting in the dedication. And now I just have to wait for everything to fall in place. And that is what is kind of adding to the depression. It's because I'm overthinking. But sometimes that waiting is what kills you. It's like, ugh. But I'm good at being patient. I think I'm just at a point in my life where I'm being tested to be patient. Like, nah, it's really needed, you know? And I look at some of my videos and I say, you know what? I was really happy right here. And then I just got sad. And I don't know why I do that. I think it better teaches me to live in the moment. Especially for somebody like me. Because I really take life way too serious. And I know I do. Like, every day I look at my dogs, I know they're going to die before me. And I get sad, and sometimes I cry and I hold them because I don't want to lose them. But it's like, you can't do that every day. You know what I mean? And I think right now I'm just at a point where I'm really looking at my life and realizing that it's on a time limit. And I don't know anything. I don't know why I exist. I don't know all the right answers. I'm just surviving like everybody else. And I really wish people would take the time to realize that it is so much more to this than worrying about the stuff that we argue about and fuss about and worry about and damage people over, you know, even including myself. I know I've hurt some people out there. But I don't know. I think at this point in my life, I just really, like I've always said from the beginning of my podcast, what's the bigger picture? Because doing this vicious cycle of what we do as humans, hurting each other, hurting people, it's not getting us anywhere at all. And I think about stuff like that. You know, I was thinking about grown up serious financial problems and deep serious shit at 10. Like, my mom would tell me, dude, don't worry about that. You're still so young, baby. It's okay. But it's not okay. Because I got older. And then you still got to deal with it. You just dealing with it later. You know what I mean? Whether it be physical or mental. And And with all that being said, this is how my brain works. All this serious stuff with my past and my present and my future, and it all just kind of blends in together. As I said about three things, about my present, meaning my dogs and my babies, and thinking about death and life and what it means and what it is and who we are. Then I'm thinking about my past with my family. Then I'm thinking about my future with, you know, my, you know, new beginnings and new house and things of that nature. Like, you just don't have the answers to anything. And I think that's what kills me the most, is because I just feel so dumb. I'm so smart, and yet I'm so dumb. I'm so ignorant. You know, I'm still so ignorant. And I think the main thing that I'm learning right now is to be patient. But with all that, I had got a little depressed during these 5 days, but I wanted to stay committed to my fans. I want to stay committed to myself, and I want to stay committed to my future. So that means I do these at least 4 days apart. Because that was honestly the rule. You know, make a podcast 4 days apart at the most. No more than 4 days. You know, and this is going on the 5th day. You know, so I'm feeling like, okay, I'm slacking. I need to get back on the horse. You know. But I hope everybody enjoyed episode 15 of Late with Nate. That was just a nice visual. I thought you guys would enjoy it because a lot of people have been hearing my voice since last year. So I thought it'd be nice to make a video. I know I said in the post on Instagram that I was going to be starting YouTube, but that is not gonna happen until later. I just got a little ahead of myself because I ended up getting a ring light and I didn't know what to do with myself for like 3 days, and then that depression hit, and then I was like, oh shit, now I'm all like, my juices, they faded. And but with the struggle, it gives me more topics to talk about, like having patience. And come on, oh my god, I'm sorry about that, y'all. My dog Mickey is drinking water, and I know it's loud as hell. You done? Okay. But yeah, the main thing is, damn it, see, you threw me off the train track. The main thing is to, oh yeah, because I was like that depression hit. And after I got my ring light and I had to, you know, but I gotta stay focused on, you know, the bigger picture. Yeah, nobody really hears me now. But one day they will. And one day I'll be in love. And I won't be wrong this time. And I'll have a family. And I'll be happy for the most part. Like most people. I just gotta stay hopeful, you know? I get all depressed and I feel like I'm gonna be alone forever. And don't get me wrong, I'm okay with that reality. I don't prefer it, but I've accepted it. I don't run away from it because I love me. Finally, after almost 28 years. But I do. I forgive myself from the past, and I want to see me happy in the future. And I know if I keep my podcast going, or I get into my music, somebody will hear my voice. Somebody will hear me. You know? Somebody will see me. They'll find me. But I gotta keep going. I gotta keep going, and that's the hardest thing when you're depressed or when you have depression, because honestly, for me, it comes and goes. And I think the main thing for me was I knew I was depressed when I was 11 years old because I just started looking at life differently. And I knew I was taking it way too serious than most kids. You know, all these kids were, you know, playing balls and eating their boogers. And I'm still sitting here wondering what this planet is and why I exist and why I'm like this. And why do we die? You know, I wondered all that stuff even then. You know, logically, from the physical aspect, I understand. But I still don't get it mentally. Like, what is this? All this hate in the world based off what we look like when we all gonna end up the same way. And I'm just trying to figure out what this is, who we are, you know, even back then. And I just knew I took, like, way too serious. Like, why you worried about all this stuff? But see, I worry now. And I think right now my life is just teaching me to be patient. And to have faith in what I want and what I believe. Because it's easy to say, forget it. But then you know down the line you might be shutting yourself out to what you wanted or what you needed. But you'll never know because you shut the door. So I'm gonna keep my faith. I'm gonna keep believing in me. And I know that he'll find me. But above all, I am grateful that I found myself again. Now I just gotta heal from what I've been through. You know, now it's not a thing of identity crisis. It's just a thing of, okay, now you gotta heal from all the bullshit. You gotta forgive yourself. You gotta, you know, you gotta meditate. You gotta drink water. You gotta sleep. You know, that type of thing. Like, anything any advice that I could give people with depression is to tell you that you are not alone. People understand you. You just don't realize it. And a lot of us are battling similar things. So we relate to each other a lot more than you think. And I know damn well there's a lot more introverted people that don't leave their house that's depressed. Not because they don't leave their house, but for that reason, they'll never know that there are other people like them because they don't leave their house like me. Because, child, I know damn well I can make friends. But do I go outside? No. And with this damn pandemic going around, honey, I'm not trying to die. Just going over somebody's house, you know, you got a strep throat. But honestly, it's looking pretty. Attainable at this point. I mean, yes, there are new cases, but honestly, I've seen people on TikTok get coronavirus and then they be after like a couple of weeks, you know, taking medicine and stuff, they good. So I don't know. I feel like with this coronavirus, it's really fucked up because normally the viruses will die off during the summertime, and this one won't. That's why people feared the wintertime, because that's when people get sick. Now people sick year round with this coronavirus. So that's the main thing. That's why I don't take my ass outside, because I'm terrified. I'm like, shit, when is it safe? But I don't also want to live in that fear too, you know. Oh, don't ever go outside. I don't have a really good reason, you know. But if I had friends, honey, we would be outside. We would be chilling, you know. Because at this point, if you get the coronavirus, just quarantine yourself and get well, you know. I think people that really be dying from it is people that have like high exposures to it. Like, you around sick people and they're severely sick, and then like you drinking off people, you smoking, doing drugs, stuff like that. Okay, yeah, you gonna get like the potency of it. But people have literally got coronavirus and then got well after a couple of weeks. So we don't need to live in the mindset of fear. We just need to be educated and take precautions, you know. But that's another reason why I don't take my ass outside. But then you could also meet people online. And I've had bad experiences over the course of like a decade. So I've had good experiences, but nothing that really lasts. You know, and but I am praying for that in the future. You know, I pray that I meet new people and make friends and put myself out there again. Like, one thing that was really energetic for me was college. Ooh, it was draining, honey. After I got home, I'd be so tired, I'd be ready for bed. But it was something about getting up in the morning, you know. Got a group of people. We mature enough to know what we're here for, but we still young enough to be goofy. And, you know, I need goofballs around me. I don't need a bunch of serious people, because I'm serious. And when you get to know me, you'll realize that I'm actually a pretty serious person. You know, if I'm not being a Krusty Krab, then I'm taking life serious. Or you know me, and you get some of this goopity goop. Gop 3000. But anyway, I really would like to get myself out there again, because I really did like college. Like, college was dope. And now a lot of my friends, one is literally a music artist. One's a freaking model. Like, one went back to school and got another degree. I'm like, damn, okay. Shit. That's why I'm like, I need to get my shit up. But there again, we're not comparing ourselves to other people's lives. It just motivates me to see motivated people. You know what I mean? Like, they motivated doing their thing, so it's motivating me to get off my ass. So I really miss that, because I love when I'm extroverted, because like, I can breathe, you know, I'm living. But I definitely need that downtime, honey, because that my battery will drain at some point. Now, depending on who it is and how much I like you. Yeah, I said it. I can be really energetic for a long period of time. If you charge my battery, yeah. That sounded so bad. That sounded so bad. But, yeah, like, I'm hoping to get back out there, though. I really am. And I pray that I find my Latino husband, and he's funny, charming, he a homebody like me. We relatable, we have stuff in common. I communicate, he communicates. Loyal, can make me laugh. Know how to handle your business as an adult. I don't care if you're a goofball, but you gotta know how to handle your business. Because I ain't about to be worried about bills, and I ain't about to be worried about money. But somebody who can see my craft and appreciate who I am as a person, loves who I am as a person firsthand, and not after you put on all the enhancements, you know what I mean? Like, of course you love a celebrity when, you know, she on stage with the outfit and she singing those high notes. But are you gonna love her when she take all that makeup off and she get off stage? Do you love her then? You know? And that's what I need. I need the whole shebang. Be passionate in your own craft. Because if you support me, I'm going to support you. Somebody who, when they smile, I smile. Even if I'm mad at them. And the rest of the stuff don't matter. I mean, it wouldn't mind if he was hairy. Because I like that. I like that a lot. But shit, I'm not discriminating. Just be loyal and communicate. And be Latino. Because I would love to not only get some of that bum-ba-ba-dum, but honestly, my family line has Cuban. And I would love to learn about my Latin culture. So what do you do as an adult? You date people in different races. Because I've always been fascinated with Latin culture. But my family didn't really invest in that. So I kind of just went on silently, you know, keeping it for myself. But now that I'm older, and now that I've actually lived, you know, it's true what they say about certain things in life. You have to experience things first before you really know the right answer. Because I'm gonna tell you something right now. When I was growing up and how I looked at myself as disabled, I always felt less than a man. So it didn't help that I started to have gay feelings when I was 10 and 11, because it was like, oh, great. Now I'm really about to be looked at as less than a man. And I always felt like, well, if I'm disabled and I'm sensitive, I guess I need some big guy, somebody to protect me, right? And what I've realized is every guy I've dated has been bigger than me, taller, so it always looks like, okay, you know what I mean. And on some real shit, in my last relationship, I didn't like how that looked on me. And it was only after I started loving myself that I felt that way. So now, in all shit, I really do know what I want. I don't have to question it. I know exactly what I want. And I'm willing to be patient and wait for it. I'd like it to come sooner, but I understand how things... Well, I don't understand how things work, but I understand you have to have patience. That I do get. And for once, in my lazy little life, I can't be patient. And I guess that's the real test, huh? And even if it doesn't, I am grateful to have known that I love myself. I'm able to look at myself and be grateful and be humble and not disgusted. And I was able to see my greatness even if nobody else did. Because I know for almost 30 years, I didn't. Have to stop, and I think some of us go through this. Stop worrying about stuff you can't control. But it's like, you know it and you see it, but you can't do nothing about it. That's the frustrating part. It's like watching somebody die and you gave them all the medicine and there's nothing else you could do, so you just have to let it happen. And it's like, that's insane. I don't understand that logic. But as much of a dreamer as I can be, because I'm still very logical with a lot of things, so it still be like baffling me. One side of me like, just be patient, but the other side like, bitch, we've been sitting here waiting long enough. What the fuck going on? You know, so I think that's the main thing. Being depressed doesn't mean you're useless. It just means you need to heal. Because I know damn well I'm going to feel better. And I mean, like, in a couple of days, I'm going to feel fine. But I also, like, don't want to just, like, because, like, I've really been trying to do it, do my podcast when I'm in a good mood. So that, you know, you get the energetic, diverse side of me. This kind of gets a little Eeyore. But I also wanted to have transparency at the same time. I didn't want to come off as if, you know. And then also it's the thing of, if I get lazy during my depression, I can let that shit go on for a minute. And then I'll start to procrastinate. You see what I mean? So this 5 days could have turned into 2 weeks. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I have to come out of it and be like, no, I gotta stay focused on what I'm doing. I literally have a fan base on Spotify. I have a fan base on Anchor. And there are people from other countries that listen to me. So that's like really dope. You know, because I'm just a little nobody right now. You know, so for people to listen to me, I really appreciate that. So I can't, you know, have a long hiatus because people gonna forget about me. They gonna unsubscribe. They're going to stop listening because they think, well, he gave up, so did they. You know, in the sense. And I would have made like a YouTube video, but again, I can't get into the YouTube and the music right now, but I will, trust me. When things start to line up, I will do that. That was the main thing that I was deciding before I started my podcast. I said, there's 3 things that I want to do. I want to do like blogs, which I don't know what the fuck I would be making a vlog about, because bitch, I don't leave my house. But I do want to do that. I want to get into my music, and I want to do my podcast. Which one out of the 3 can I do right now? My podcast. I even got a ring light, so sometimes you guys will get a video, depending on what it is. You know, it's like a nice little treat that'll like suffice until I get on YouTube again. But again, I still like, you still hear me on a daily, because that's my main thing. If I don't make a podcast every day, I still try to post on social media daily. So I stay relevant in your newsfeed. You know what I mean? That's to stay focused on my dream and to stay focused on the future and to stay dedicated to myself. You know, like when I get depressed, I gotta say, you know, get up. You can't give up on you. We can't give up on us. You know what I mean? So 5 days was enough. I can do it. And that's what you have to tell yourself. You can do it. When you don't want to get out of bed, do it anyway. Even if you just go sit on the toilet. Guess what? You got out of your bed and you went into a different room. That's progress. Now maybe you can make yourself to the kitchen and eat something. that'll give you enough energy to maybe want to do something else. You know, it's all in progress. But if you don't do one thing, then you won't do the other. You know? I don't know who needs to hear this. But it just came to me, so I'll say it. You are enough. Even though you're depressed right now, and you feel like throwing in the towel, you know you won't. Because you love you deep down inside. And you know one day you'll find the love you need. You can't do that if you end here. Keep going. You'll make it. It's okay. It's gonna be okay. I wish people would realize that mental health is not a joke. And we all go through it. Maybe we're just too primitive right now to do all that thinking. You know? Maybe it's just straight down to genetics. Some people get it, some people don't. Maybe sometimes thinking that hard just make you want to say forget about it. You know, your brain can't comprehend what they're saying, so just block it out. But right now, I am going to send a prayer to anybody with depression. With anxiety, with stress, with pain. I pray that you heal. I pray that you find your peace. I pray that you forgive yourself. I pray that you are happy again. I pray that you are loved. I pray that you are protected. I pray that you are seen. I pray that you are courageous. I pray that you are successful. Pray that you are abundant in all things, light, love, and peace. I hope that gave someone peace and ease their heart. Because in the end, we're all in this together. We're all spinning around this big planet together. We're all born the same. We all go out the same. Let's just try to be a little kinder in between there. It can be a short ride, or it can be a long one. So let's stay humble. Let's be grateful. You are not your past. So even in your darkest times, remember, your past does not define you. I don't know when people are going to realize there's more to this life than what we've made it to be. But I hope they do within my lifetime. Because I would like to see that change. And I'm glad to be a part of it. I know there's others like me, but we probably don't feel heard, don't feel valued, so we shun away, hide ourselves from the world. But for those of you out there, I see you. I hear you. I know you're there. I believe in you. Anybody with depression, I want you to know that you are worth it. Your soul is worth it. So please don't waste it. Being depressed is like having a cold. When you're depressed, you should pull back the curtains to bring the sunlight in. The sunlight will boost your mood. It will give you B12 energy from the sun, which is good for your skin. You need that energy to give you energy. When you're depressed, you need to eat. When you're depressed, you need to drink water. It'll cleanse your body, help you think more clearly. If not, when you're depressed, take a shower. Cleanse your pores on the outside. That'll help you breathe better. It's the little things. But ultimately, it's the things that are simple that you don't want to do. That'll make the big impact when you're depressed. as we're coming close to the hour, I just wanted to say thank you all for the new listeners. Thank you all for being here and being with me on this journey. I've always wanted a podcast and a radio studio. My studio name is going to be Nate the Gray Studios, and my podcast was always going to be Late with Nate. And I finally just got off my butt last year and made it happen. But one thing I realized is in the beginning, you're going to do stuff alone. And you're supposed to. People aren't going to come around until after you've already made it. And that's fine. Because I'm introverted and I work alone anyway. But the main thing of that is, what's in between now and then? Time and patience and dedication. So if I just don't give up, I'll make it. And sometimes when you're depressed, it takes away the willpower to keep going. But I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep my faith and love. I'm gonna stay humble and grateful. And I am going to continue to heal from my past. All in all, working towards my future. Have to remember your focus, whatever that may be. Music, sports, entertainment. Whatever it may be, stay focused. Don't give up on you. If you do, everybody else is. And shit, for the most part, they probably already did. They only gonna believe in you when you believe in you. But until then, they always gonna judge you. And probably even after. It doesn't matter if they like you or not. If you love you, that's all that matters. It don't matter that he cheated on you with that girl. If you know your worth, it don't matter. It don't matter that she got a fatter ass than you. If you still getting fucked, it don't matter. It don't matter that she got more money. If you pay all your bills and you're independent, it don't matter. It don't matter if they got a better car than you. If your car get to where you need to be and it works properly, it don't matter. Don't sell yourself short. And don't devalue yourself based off other people. And that's whether you're depressed or not. But I know somebody right now scrolling through Instagram, looking at a bunch of fancy people, looking at their life like it ain't worth the dirt off the ground. And you better stop it. You better stop it right now. If humans weren't great and beautiful and powerful and meant for better things, there wouldn't be so many of us. We're a species for a reason. Let's just try to do better things with our time and our energy so that people don't have to die just off of mentality. Episode 17 very soon. And I will try to stay within that 4-day window. I apologize that it was 5 days. Because I gotta do better. Because honestly, what I want to look at is like at least 100 episodes by the end of the year. And be like, wow, I talked about 100 episodes in a year. Like, that's a lot of hard work. That's a lot of dedication. I want to see that for myself. Like, I want that. That's the goal. I'll even take 50, but I know I can do at least 100. I mean, it's 365 days in a year. I can make 100 episodes, you know? And I think that's how I'm gonna do it. Each year it'll be one season. And eventually, somebody will hear me. I'll get recognized, I'll get noticed, I'll be heard. I just have to keep my faith. But that's really hard to do when all you have to do is wait. It's really easy to do, but not the easiest task to do for a long period of time, you know? But I know I didn't come this far just to fail. And I don't mean about my podcast. I mean about life in general. Like, you know, I took all of these precautions not to give up. Sometimes at the last minute, but I didn't. Then it wasn't meant for me to just fail here. And that's what I have to remember. It's like a boss level on a game. Sometimes that boss level gonna be hard. You might have to redo that battle a couple times before you beat the boss. And that's how life is sometimes. Like, sometimes the tasks take a minute. Like, you gotta wait. This ain't about to be something you about to just run right through. And that is why this episode was about patience. Primarily depression, but ultimately about patience. Because I feel like that's the silent killer in a lot of situations. Because you just left up to not knowing. But with that being said, we are coming up on the hour. Peace, love, light. Good night.